Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is June 4th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Deuteronomy chapter 8, Psalm 91, Isaiah 36, and Revelation chapter 6. So let's get into the word today on this beautiful Lord's Day, cold Lord's Day for June. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God, which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. And thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you, just as a man disciplines his son. And therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains of springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And when you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold multiply and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud. And you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness he fed you manna which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good for you in the end. Otherwise you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who has given you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant which he swore to your fathers, all as it is this day. It shall come about, if you ever forget the Lord your God, and go after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you today that you shall surely perish. And like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, you shall perish, because you would not listen to the voice of the Lord your God. That was Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's move on over to Psalms, Psalm 91. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrows that fly by day, of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or in the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes, and will see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my God, the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his charge, or excuse me, he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all of your ways. They will bear you up on their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down, because he has loved me, and therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. That was Psalm 91. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 36. Isaiah chapter 36. Isaiah 36. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all of the fortified cities of Judah and seized them. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Hezekiah with a large army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool on the highway of the Fuller's Field. Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to him. Then Rabshakeh said to them, "Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king of the king of Assyria, oh, what is this confidence that you have? I say, your counsel and strength for war are only empty words. Now on whom do you rely, that you have rebelled against me? Behold, you rely on the staff of this crushed reed, even on Egypt, on which, if a man leads, it will go into his hand and pierce it. And so is Pharaoh king of Egypt to all who rely on him. But if you say to me, 'We trust in the Lord our God,' is it not we? Is it not he who whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and has said to Judah and to Jerusalem, 'You shall worship before this altar'? Now, therefore, come, make a bargain with my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able, on your part, to set riders on them. How then can you repulse one official of the least of my master's servants and rely on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Have I now come up with the Lord's approval against this land to destroy it?' The Lord said to me, 'Go up against this land and destroy it.' Then Eliakim and Shebna and Joah said to Rabshakeh, 'Speak now to your servant in Aramaic, for we understand it, and do not speak with us in Judean in the hearing of the people who are on the wall.' But Rabshakeh said, 'Has my master sent me only to your master and to speak these words and not to the men who sit on the wall doomed to eat their own dung and drink their own urine with you?' Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in Judean and said, 'Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you, nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, "The Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hands of the king of Assyria." Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make your peace with me, and come out to me, and eat each one his vine, and each his fig tree, and drink each the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware that Hezekiah does not mislead you, saying, "The Lord will deliver us." Has any one of the gods of the nations delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamoth and Arpad? Where are the gods of Seraphim? And when have they delivered Samaria from my hand? Who among all the gods of these lands have delivered their land from my hand, that the Lord would deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" But they were silent and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and told him the words of Rabshakeh. That was Isaiah 36. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. Then I saw when the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, as with a voice of thunder, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. And when he broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And another, and a red horse, went out, and to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men would slay one another. And a great sword was given to him. When he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like the voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and a three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine. And when the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come. And I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following him. Authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beasts of the earth. And when the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth? And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also. And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became as blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth, as a fig tree casts his unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. And the sky was split apart like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And then the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the commanders, and the rich, and the strong, and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Amen. That was Revelation chapter 6. And that was our reading today for the Lord's Day, June 4th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video if you haven't already done so. Again, today is the Lord's Day, and it's a special Lord's Day. It's the first Sunday. So we have our regular Sunday school and adult Bible classes at 9:15. I'm offering a church membership class today at 9:15 in my study for anybody who is interested, and that includes members. If you are already a member of EBC but would like a refresher on church membership, we're going to be going over that for the next couple weeks, and Jeff will continue his study on the Gospel of Mark over in the Family Center. Then at 10:30, we will have our regular worship service where we're going to be celebrating the ordinance of communion this day. And so, be sure to be preparing your hearts for that, even as we speak. And then after service, we're going to have our first Sunday fellowship over in the Family Center. And so, we look forward to that, and look forward to, fellowshipping with each other and spending a few minutes with each other to have a meal. And so it's always a great time. So, we'll look forward to that. But that said, why don't we, start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us, your grace. Lord, I would pray that today that you would just grant us a good day in your house, a good day together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we love you, and we indeed want to honor you, Lord, with our lives. Lord, we thank you that as we look forward to everything that will transpire today, Lord, as we open your word, and Lord, as we are fed that spiritual bread, God, that we're reminded, as Deuteronomy said and as Jesus quoted in the Gospels, that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. And Lord, I would pray, God, that we would be spiritually filled today. Lord, that you would nourish us spiritually and grow us, Lord, in all the ways that you would have us grow, Lord. As we look forward to that amazing day, Lord, as we read about when you will return, when you will break those seals, and God, when you will bring about eternity for all of us, Lord, who believe. And Lord, we love you and we praise you. And Lord, we give you the glory for all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you in a little bit. Bye now.